The Old Testament heralds the Great Flood in Genesis 6:17. Yeah, it's an interesting story of arcs and animals two by two, but it has some parallels in the technology world. I make the comparison because we're about to get hit with another flood of epic proportions, a flood of data that's going to swamp us all. This is Dave McClure with my Bleeding Edge column from the July issue of the CPA Technology Advisor. It's called the Exaflood. Here's the situation in a nutshell. The sheer amount of data we're creating, us computer-using, internet-addicted online travelers, increases logarithmically each year. Soon, this flood of information will reach the new levels that are more than 3 million times the information contained in the total number of books published in all of human history. Let me say that again. 3 million times the information in all the books ever published. That's an amount of data called an exabyte. And we simply don't have the storage or the tools or, frankly, the mental capacity to easily manage this massive flood of data. To be sure, much of this data is going to be in the form of the high-definition videos that populate YouTube and in movies that are illegally swapped on BitTorrent. But there's also going to be an increase in spam, in email in general, and in web pages and blogs. Research firm IDC calculates that the amount of digital data being created increased sixfold in the past year, passing 161 exabytes. That's 161 billion gigabytes of data last year alone. That amount's going to grow to 988 exabytes by 2010, less than 3 years from now. IDC further calculates that the growth of the data, much of it generated and communicated via the Internet, will be at an annual rate of 57%. Only 48 million people routinely logged onto the Internet in 1996. Last year, there were 1.1 billion users on the Internet, over 100 million of those in the U.S. alone. And IDC says that another 500 million will come online by 2010. That's a level that staggers the imagination. It also creates some real challenges for accountants and their clients. Consider just four things that will have to be done immediately to prepare for this flood of data that's just 3 years away. First, email screening is going to have to be increased aggressively to eliminate spam. Second, the days in which employees could use the office computer to browse the web, shop, or download music have to come to an end almost immediately. Your network just isn't going to be able to handle the stress. Third, the creation and use of document management and archiving systems will be critical for any company that doesn't want to be overwhelmed by its own data. And finally, in spite of all these efforts, the cost of storage of company data, including the records required under a myriad of federal and state laws, is going to increase substantially. The exaflood will have other effects as well. It will change the way we get our news and information and what we use to filter that information to make it more manageable. We'll put more faith in web browsers to help manage information flows and new communications tools that can integrate all of those flows in the formats we can use more easily. None of this is really going to be enough. Look, I'm no techno chicken little, but I do believe we're in for a downpour even if the sky doesn't actually fall. Already I find that people who keep up with the Internet and technology trends for a living, like me, are suffering from fatigue. Worn down by the sheer volume of data we have to deal with each day. And the flood really hasn't even started yet. Sane people are probably out building arcs to get ready. For the rest of us, I recommend investing in faster processors, more RAM memory, and the biggest hard drive you can afford. Oh, and definitely vamp up your office policies so they'll be designed to cope with an information flow the likes of which we've never seen before. This is Dave McClure with the Bleeding Edge in the CPA Technology Advisor.